Internal Life, the Eternal Ecosystem Exposed, is an exhibition of original paintings by Tangu Bhatia that is currently on display in the entryway galleries at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York through April 14th. The work in the collection explores the human ecosystem and the interconnectedness between nature, grief, healing, and wellness through visual art, movement, traditional healing practices, and musical performance. I met Bhatia at Hudson Hall to talk about the work. Thank you so much for taking the time to show me your work in this exhibition.
Of course. Thank you for coming and experiencing it.
What were the building blocks, the cells of this work? What inspired you to begin making these pieces?
It was a very emotional and healing journey. I was already in the process with my own self, like artist development, and trying to go away from being more reference painting based, like portraits and things that are more like realism, to a more like imaginative and like creative, more abstract, more like self-expression form of creation. So that was already what I was trying to explore. And then I've been upstate since COVID, so 2020, and then I ended up getting a studio at the Second Ward building, and I was super excited about that. And then August 2021, I went to visit my sister because I was going to experience her live birth, and she ended up having her daughter premature, and so we went down and we experienced the NICU. They got her home, everything was seeming well, and then when I came back to finish, you know, setting up studio, I found out that she passed. So I went back to be there with my sister and go just support her. So my own process of grieving was kind of muted at the moment. And when I came back to the studio, like there was no like that buzz and that spark and that excitement that I had for like, oh, okay, I have a space now. I'm going to I didn't really have a direction. Like, what am I going to be creating like in this space where I am, in this grief that I am? So naturally, the subject of like the body was very like, you know, forefront in mind. And I think I started actually with a piece that was about balance and was just trying to find the balance of like just the emotional and the mental state of mind. And then, you know, just all the research and like the development I was doing to really try to understand the passing and understand like what was the development that she didn't have in her body that wasn't ready for her spirit to be able to accept it. And that made me go on the journey of learning more about the inner world and the anatomy of the body, and then just finding the fascination of it, like created the subject matter for this show and really helped me to just grieve and just like connecting to my own body and my own emotions.
It's a deep and devastating story. Thank you for sharing it with us. Should we begin talking about the art now?
Sure.
Tell me about this piece, please.
So this is the first piece that started this body of work, and it's titled Divine Balance. I started it because, like I said earlier, I was trying to really find, like, what is the balance of, like, light and darkness? Because, you know, death is a part of life, and it's like, how do we accept that? I started with just trying to like, how do I acknowledge or represent that? And it went into a very abstract direction, which is also was playing into my desire to explore releasing. And because the emotions were so raw, it really like fed into like releasing in a kind of chaotic way, but then finding the beauty and the chaos to find the balance and life that, you know, harmony is not something that just comes like streamlined, you know. And I feel like in this piece, there's a lot going on, but like if you see the connection of the light and the dark, like there's really like a lot of beauty and harmony in what's going on. So exploring that subject started creating what this piece is.
I think it's great. I think it absolutely evokes everything that you said that you're putting into it, like the light and the dark are kind of fighting or working with each other. It's kind of hard to tell which. What do these circular shapes represent?
So these circular shapes like represent the cells, like the blood cells in particular. And I wanted to like create like an environment so that you really see that this like divine masculine feminine energy is happening inside of something. Translates that it is part of our inner world and the spiritual essence, you know, because all the other pieces that we're going to see are more referenced to like systems and organs and cells, but this one is very much like shape and movement and form that is very abstract. So I wanted to add those elements to bring reference to, like, this is, you know, the balance that we have inside. We have the polarity, we have the masculine, feminine, we have the light, the dark, the soul, the spirit. You know, we have those things inside. So I just put them literally inside, like, of a space.
What work shall we look at next?
The rest of these pieces, I actually wanted this piece to be, like, super tiny, so that we really can just find a moment to really see our beginning and find the humility and, like, and the humility and also, like, the miraculous, like, amazement of, like, wow, we started, like, at this tiny grain or this tiny cell, this zygote cell that, like, multiplied and multiplied trillions of times and then developed this, like, being that we're in, which is pretty fascinating. So I feel like, you know, this darkness around it, and I wanted to put this light so that you really, like, draw focus to just this, like, this, the minimalism of it all. So that's where we begin, and then we go into, like, the light, which is, you know, our energy source. Like, we literally run on electricity. So this is kind of representing, like, that light force, like, that inner light to just also, like, help us to keep in mind, like, all of the pieces are to pay homage to this, like, magnificent being that we can take for granted and can see, like, day-to-day things and not realize, like, all of the miraculousness that's happening within. So to like, exemplify the light that we have within, like, imagine seeing this painting and, like, this is what's inside of you. It's like, wow, like, I'm special. Like, you know, like, I'm a light being. And literally, like, we're made of stardust, so, like, we literally are light, so we're very cosmic. So this piece represents that, and then it goes into, like, the vital source, the blood, the passion. We even have, like, trace minerals of gold to show you, like, the water, the liquid that we have within us is made in passion. It's like red is such a passionate, powerful color. And then the muscular, you know, the water retention that we have. So I decided to do it in blue. And it's like all the form and the sculpturesque-ness. And just, you know, an abstract, because I didn't want to represent the body and, like, the anatomy of just, like, someone that's, like, slim or fair, or make, you know, anyone feel like this is the ideal, because I feel like there's too much narrative of, like, supposing to be in a certain shape or form. So I wanted to make the muscular more abstract so that it can feed to everyone's, like, relationship to it. You know?
Right. You didn't want to just do a six-pack.
Right. I didn't want to just do a six-pack because that's not inclusive to everyone. And I really wanted this show to speak to every single being that's human to be able to relate to it, you know. So. Yeah.
We get into some more complicated looking systems in here.
So now we're going into the nervous system, a lot of networking, a lot of veins. I've been reading the body book, and, you know, he's very good about saying things numerically. So then you're really in awe of, like, wow, they're, like, just crazy numbers to really show how massive we are. Like, even the lungs, like, if you spread the lungs out, it's as large as, like, a tennis court. So, you know, just, like, it's, to me, it really helps. Like, I'm really trying to also show, like, the amount or, like, depth of things by showing, like, the layers and layers, what it is that this system is made of. Like, even our bones is, like, 206 bones in our body. So trying to, you know, paint that many bones on one, I don't know, the size of this piece, like 40 by 36, is like, you know, how do I represent that? So it's just a lot of this work, I feel like, has a lot of layering in it, which helps to draw in and also, like, have this majesticness to it, and also intricacy. And I feel like a lot of feedback I've been getting from the show is like, oh my God, it's so much detail, it's so intricate, so this. And I'm like, I'm just being a humble interpreter to what we are, but I could never do justice to what, you know, we have been created to. It's just very, like, fascinating to me, and I'm just, it's nice for me to be able to represent it in an abstract way so that I don't feel like I'm doing it an injustice to say, like, this is what it looks like, you know.
Right.
Like, my interpretation.
Internal Life, the Eternal Ecosystem Exposed, led by artist Tangu Badia, is on view at Hudson Hall until April 14th.
We see these sculptures here. I worked with local sculptures and community that I felt like would bring depth to the work, to have like physical forms that are like making you feel like you're really like coming into something. So there's like, you know, Shidi and Lala and Tyrone Mitchell and Reggie Madison, whose piece is here called The Dancer. And this piece was restored. He had a flood and his works were like floating into the water. And this piece was one of the pieces that he was able to salvage. And, you know, he at the time, you know, just was able to salvage it and keep it and put it back in somewhere dry it out. But for this show, he like resurrected it and like brought it back to life, pay homage to like this internal life exhibit. So I'm really happy about all the works. And I feel like they really like bring something really special. So we're coming into this room now with I guess it gets more cellular and deeper. You know, the heart piece is in here, the reproductive system is in here, and then like the focal point is the cells piece, which I did on the largest canvas. It's like 6 foot by four something, and I really wanted to be very intentional about making the cells the biggest piece, because they're like the tiniest like life force within us, but they're what make us who we are. Like a lot of times the small things are pushed aside as insignificant, but they're as important, or if not more important, the most important force that we have within us, because they manage and make everything happen. And it's very vibrant, all the colors really to make like this like party, this fest, yeah, like a festival, you know, of like all like how they work in harmony, and they like have this ecosystem where there's peace. And I mean, even though there's, you know, there's times where, you know, there's illnesses and things come in and there has to be war and there has to be battle, but the goal is always to find peace and to find harmony. So, you know, really to be an example for, if we can do it within, we can do it outside of ourselves with beings, you know, and with our community and with our society. Like, if we could be more in tune within, we can see, like, how life is supposed to be and how we should be in life. And if the cells can do it.
On a canvas this large, how is it positioned as you work on it?
I was working on it vertically, so initially, and you actually can see, because I feel like I didn't sign it in this horizontal way. I signed it down there. So yeah, this was the top. I worked like, you know, sitting at the bottom, taking breaks and standing. And I think this piece, all the pieces have different dates, even though I worked on all of them, like kind of like simultaneously, like jumping from this to that with ideas. And like if I like, oh, like I still have too much purple for this one, but let me just start on another one, or let me just add it to this piece so I don't waste the paint, you know. So this piece was getting a lot of the excess paint, so that's why I turned it to so many colors, which I actually love and appreciate.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's perfect.
Yeah, right. And so I feel like I did stand. I think I can reach like with my arm up to the top to paint at the top, and I think I did a lot in that way, just because I felt like the feeling, the sensation of having to sacrifice, like that arm burning, felt like I was giving life to it instead of like trying to just paint like the more like comfortable route. So yeah, I think I just did it in like layers of like ease to like discomfort, and stayed in that process of painting until coming here. And so originally this piece was a bit crooked. It wasn't like 90 degree angles perfect like it is now. And so Sage was really great. She helped me, like, you know, she's married to a carpenter, so she knew how to, you know, make it proper. And when we did that, I actually had to take it off, like unstretch it, take it off the frame, and then she corrected it. And then when I restretched it, there was like a big wedge, like a wedge on the side and the top that was just blank canvas. And I was like, oh, I have to like mat, like, you know, kind of like do some reconstruction here in like 3-4 days before the show opens. And which was great, because I did end up painting it. I did start standing so that I could just make sure everything lines up in a relationship. And then they had the table set up, so I actually painted on the table. So it was very at ease painting. To just really like find how to like clean the edges that from the canvas to what was already so much creating in the inside. So which was nice because I ended up making me go a little darker around the edges, which really like helped create the depth and then helped me to decide if I was gonna hang it vertically or horizontally. And I ended up going horizontal because it helped to make the piece feel like it was like moving beyond the frames. Yeah. And I felt like when it was vertical, it really had like a short life beyond.
Nope, I see that, yeah.
So that's, this painting has a whole little story about which is the orientation.
Well, and this dark color feels right. Like it's like sinking to the bottom
exactly.
of the space.
So so this is dark color is where we added. So if we go close up to it, you can see like there's like a line. Where is it? Oh, it's kind of, actually, it's hard for me to see it.
But yeah, it's really integrated.
Right, it's integrated. So I did good.
Yeah,
know?
Of course you did.
But yeah, so this piece really had a journey, and you know, it came out great. So I'm happy that we have it this way. You know, I feel like it's really strong this way.
Internal Life, the Eternal Ecosystem Exposed, led by artist Tangu Badia, is on view at Hudson Hall through April 14th. HudsonHall.org to learn more, and that link will be posted along with this conversation at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.